Well, hello again. It looks like we've made it to another day, or at least part of one, and we're going to need strength for today. We're looking at Psalm 119 today, verse 35. David said, "Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight." Make me. Now, that's an interesting phrase. I can remember in schoolyard when I was a young kid in grade 5 and 6, and a couple of kids would get into some kind of a tussle, and one of them would say, "You make me." "Yeah, man, make me if you can." Is that what this means? Make me to go in the path? I mean, force me to do what I don't want to do? No, it doesn't mean that. We have a free will. We can do what we choose to do. Make me means to bring into being by forming, shaping, or altering something. And in this case, it's someone. He's saying, alter me, form me, shape me, make me what you want me to be, so that I go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Now he said in Psalm 22:9, make me hope, 34:4, make me to know, 39:8, make me not to reproach, Psalm 51:6, make me to know wisdom, Psalm 51:8, make me to hear joy and gladness. Psalm 119:27, make me to understand. And 119:35, make me to go. He's saying, form me, bring me to shape, alter whatever you have to change in order that I could have these things. There's a whole series of messages here on how we need to be made. Now he said, I will go in the path of thy commandment. What does Proverbs 3:5-6 says? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So in all those ways that are listed in that other box, let him direct our path into hope and what we need to know, and that we don't be a reproach, and have joy and gladness, and all the rest of the things that are there. He said, for therein do I delight. Remember, Psalm 119 is a manual for happiness. He said in verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. 24, thy testimonies also are my delight. 35, therein do I delight. 47, I will delight myself in thy commandments. Verse 70, I delight in thy law. 77, thy law is my delight. And 174, the law is my delight. Well, we need to just make sure that we're delighting in the things of the Lord rather than in the things of this world. Somebody wrote this song. I like it. I sought a flag to follow, a cause for which to stand. I sought a valiant leader who could my love command. I sought a stirring challenge, some noble work to try, to give my life fulfillment, my dreams to satisfy. I found them all in Jesus, the life, the truth, the way. Beneath his flag, I'll take my stand and follow him today. Sing along with this message in song.